Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha.
Christina.
Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hey, angels. Happy Tuesday. How is everybody feeling today? I've been in really, really, really good spirits. My birthday was an absolute blast. I feel like I'm still living in the euphoria of that. But more importantly, actually, or next important, I'm not even making any sense. Wow, it's already like 30 seconds in. Makes sense, Aisha, make it make sense. So I actually recently had my dear friend Melly Poppins come over, and she, that's the name of her business. If you were in the Long Island or New York area, and she came and really, really fixed my life. When I say spring cleaning, I mean, normally my room is always usually pretty neat because I am an organized person. However, I just started buying an influx of things. Like, you know, I go through phases where I'm purchasing things, and then I'll go through months and months where I'm literally not buying a single new item. And as I get older, I have now really gotten into skincare. Now, I know people assumed that I may have been into skincare, but to be genuinely honest, I was never really super into it where, you know, especially in comparison to how I am now. Like, if you follow me on Instagram, which you totally should, at the Aisha Christina, I showed a bunch of the skincare stuff that my parents had actually got me for my birthday. And I'm absolutely obsessed with it because summer's coming, and you know, summer usually means less makeup, more dewy looks. I mean, dewy looks, I think, are interesting considering the times we're in. I think dewy obviously means like it's easy to rub off, you know, and transfer onto the masks. So I don't know, but I know for sure people are still going to be doing, including myself, dewy type of makeup looks for the summer. And that usually means no foundation or, you know, minimal foundation or even tinted moisturizers. But this all depends on the condition of your skin. Now, of course, this is not what this entire podcast is about, but it's just, you know, let's do a little update on what's going on with me. And so, yeah, I've genuinely been into a lot of skincare, and my favorites so far range from Sunday Riley to Laneige to, oh my gosh, I'm literally drawing blank now. There is another brand. Oh, Truly, I really, really like that brand as well. So I pretty much just rotate products, and I haven't really come up with like a super like solid skincare regimen as of yet, because I bought like a couple of sets when Sephora had the VIB sale or whatever. And so I'm experimenting with a whole bunch of sets, just to see what the effect is like on my skin. And then I'm also going to start incorporating getting a facial like at least once a month or once every other month, just to kind of clear out the pores. And, you know, if you wear makeup pretty frequently, or you have never had a facial, it's just kind of good to get one, you know, even if it's one every 6 months or maybe even once a year. You know, I know it's also a luxury service, but, you know, also my friend, you know, Melly, she also recommended a skincare or esthetician, I should say, that comes straight to the house. So I was like, oh my God, this is literally perfect. This is everything I was literally looking for. So I'm super excited for that. Now, what this podcast episode will actually be about is how to kind of just get rid of bitterness. Because in my perspective, right, when you heal the girl, the woman shows up, right? And I think that is such an important thing to think of, because in life, especially if you're in your purpose and things like that, a lot of situations you don't realize have such an impact on, of course, your mental health and your just overall how you view the world and your perspective. Now, if you know me, you know I am a huge advocate of one, mental health, and two, therapy. I had a couple of months where I didn't have my therapist, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I am so happy that I have my therapist back, because life was genuinely so much better with her, you know, guidance and just checking in weekly. And even when nothing is going on, absolutely, I have nothing, you know, to complain about or anything like that. It was just so nice to still have that professional, you know, advice and someone to talk to with a, you know, that literally is like an outsider, non-biased person. So again, I strongly encourage you guys to get a therapist. They also offer, this is not an ad, I'm just genuinely saying to you guys, even though I do have an affiliate link down below, literally, this is something that I strongly encourage you guys to get, because it is life-changing and you can genuinely tailor how you, you can choose what type of therapist that you want, down to the gender, what you want them to talk about, all those things. Okay. So back to what I was saying, as it pertains to your relationships, and as my channel has evolved, as I have evolved, and my content, I feel like, is niching into just, I want it to be a positive space where you guys can come and feel encouraged and uplifted. I'm going to be genuinely honest. I feel like in the beginning of my channel, you know, in the beginning of anyone's channel, you're kind of finding your way. You're trying to find what content sticks. And because I do consider myself to be a very progressive person, as I progress as an individual, it's important that that my content is reflective of that. So I feel like in the beginning, my content was more coming from a place of, I just got out of a situationship, and the, you know, catalyst of my channel really was, okay, I need to put girls onto this type of, you know, dating game, because I don't want anyone to deal with what I have dealt with. And to some degree, that's definitely true. I think as I have evolved, for sure, I stress the importance of, you know, bringing about self-awareness so that, or teaching you guys the skill of self-awareness, because that is what's going to transform not only yourself, but also all of your relationship dynamics as a whole. So I have come to realize that I think it's so important to, for me to teach self-awareness. And through that self-awareness, it will have a positive impact on all of your relationships. And I have, you know, I've come to this realization, because even with myself, where I realize, okay, when I sit back and I look objectively, okay, what are the things that I need to work on? Because guess what? I have not arrived. Just because I may know something different than you do, or you may think I know, you know, more things than you do, this is just an area that I'm good at. I'm sure there's an area that you're good at that I may not have knowledge of. And I could easily think, oh my gosh, like, you know so much about this and this and that. And yes, I read a lot. I read every single day of my life. And a lot of the things that I do talk about, you know, are, you know, research based and things like that. But I just always want you guys to know that it's so important to have that self-awareness. Why? Because when you are bitter and you are so unaware of how you are, you're going to have a jaded perspective, right? When you're dating, you're going to have all these trust issues. You're going to pour your pain onto others, and you put yourself in a position where you could potentially be creating the, you know, I don't even want to use this word, but for lack of a better word, creating another victim. And why do I say this? Because let's just say you're in a dynamic, especially, I mean, I think this is more popular, but I don't want to be sexist, but let's just say for argument's sake, you are in a relationship with a guy that's like a couple years older than you, right? So let's say you're 22, and let's say this guy is 35 or something, right? So that is a pretty, you know, big age gap. And you guys are in completely two different life arenas. I mean, usually by 21, you've graduated college, or maybe you're still in college, depending on, you know, what you're studying and all those things. And the person obviously that's older has more life experience is the person that has all the leverage. Now, let's say this guy is a divorcee and has, you know, three kids and all these things. That's a lot of baggage that someone that's 22 cannot handle. Let's say he got divorced because his wife had cheated on him, or so he says, whatever the case is, he has these trust issues with you because of his experience with his past marriage. Is that your cross to bear? Absolutely not. Is he going to make you feel like it is? Absolutely. And that's just case in point when I say that you end up creating a victim. Now you end up in that dynamic and you leave that dynamic not even realizing that you're carrying all this like baggage, because obviously it was an unsuccessful, you know, relationship because of how things went down. He had trust issues with you, and, you know, I'm sure there's an amalgam of things that could have transpired. But for argument's sake, this guy, you know, projected all of these things onto you that had nothing to do with you. And inevitably, you ended up paying the price for something that happened in his past because he wasn't fully healed from those things. Now, guess who has trust issues now? You do, right? Because it's so funny. People that are usually victims, they end up becoming just like, if not worse, than the people that hurt them. And I don't think they understand that. And this is why it's actually so important to heal yourself and to not be bitter. Because when you're bitter, you get petty, right? And when you're petty, sometimes you're so blinded by rage, you're trying to do anything to get this guy's attention, to show him like, oh, he doesn't know he's missing out on all this stuff. The same energy you're spending on being bitter, checking his story every 5 seconds, thinking that everything he does is personal to you, all this energy. And I know it sounds so cliche because in the moment, you don't care. You're just like, listen, I dislike this person so much. I honestly could care less what the outcome is. I just want them to feel a glimpse of how they made me feel. But you will lose yourself in the process. I guarantee you. And that saying is so true. When you seek revenge, be prepared to dig two graves. This message has to be for someone today, because I'm telling you, you need to learn to let go. Stop holding on to things. What happened to you is not your fault, but it is your job to pick up the pieces and heal from it, because it's going to affect the rest of your relationships. And the longer that you stay in this victim mentality, this woe is me of bitterness, and you may have very well did nothing wrong. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But you still have to move on. You still have to keep pushing on with your life. And I know the feeling. I know the feeling, because I remember I dated this guy. I genuinely thought, oh my God, if I just show him, you know, like love, like he'll see all girls are not the same, yada, yada, yada. And it didn't work. This person had a very flawed character, and it was not my cross to bear. And it ended up really, really hurting me and changing the perception of how I viewed relationships because, you know, at the time, because I was just so, I was honestly damaged from that dynamic. And it, this especially goes for girls that, you know, like older guys. I mean, I always knew I liked older guys, but sometimes we just go way too far off the deep end. And, you know, you learn with experience and you cannot date someone that is so out of your life arena, because I promise you they will leverage that. And this goes back to how I also feel like my channel has evolved. I want girls to know and women to know and understand that you need to have your own thing going for yourself just because it's something good for your soul. It, you know, if you want to be a mother, and let's genuinely say, okay, you feel like your purpose in life is to be a mom, that's fine. But you need to have such a passion where you can kind of monetize it, I should say, in a way. You know, whether that's even having a blog where you talk about your experiences as a mother, or, you know, or researching about family dynamics and have a blog about that, something that is your own, because it all sounds well and good to marry the successful guy. But then, like anything else, we're, you know, creatures of habit, things become normal to us. And, you know, things, you know, everything has its plateau sort of stage where everything becomes, you know, more settled and we're used to it. And then what? If you live a passionless life, this also ties into being a bitter person. If you are a bitter person, you're not in your purpose. Like, if you were looking for a sign, angels, this is the sign. Let it go. Let it go. It is no longer your cross to bear. You have to let it go. Let go of the pain. Let go of even the discord that you may have had with your parents. Okay? Like, when you have the true understanding that people are doing the best that they can according to their level of consciousness, whether to us it is deemed as fair, unfair, evil, whatever it is, unjust, it doesn't matter. We still have to be good people. We have to make sure that we're doing everything we can to not repeat those mistakes or harbor that resentment, because you end up just like those people. Like, there really is. And this is why I don't understand how people can be so vindictive, and nothing good comes from being a vindictive person. Like, in life, it's impossible to go through life not being hurt at some point or another, whether it's the person that's lying on you, whether it's the guy that cheated on you, whether it's the friend that talked about you behind your back, whether it's, you know, your family member that said something mean to you at the family reunion, like, whatever it is, we all have experiences in it. You are not the only one. And I'm saying this honestly, in genuine peace and love, you are not the only one experiencing the things that you're experiencing. And it's important for us to realize that and identify that, because we do not want to be stuck in bitterness. Nothing good. Like I said in the beginning, okay, when you heal the girl, that's when the woman will show up. You have to heal the girl. You know, some of us are too old to be in drama. Some of us are too old for the he said, she said. Some of the situations that we are finding ourselves in are genuinely juvenile. And enough is enough, okay? I literally feel like I'm preaching right now, but I don't even know how I got here. But clearly this has been on my heart, because I love you guys. And I want you guys to grow. And I know for me, the one time I was like, ugh, I was so angry and I was upset at an outcome, I'm like, what am I doing? Like, this is not who I am. I don't want to be entangled in this toxic dynamic. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't like who this person makes me feel, how this person makes me feel, or I don't like who I am around this individual, right? And you don't want that to be you. Relationships are a choice. What are you choosing? What are you choosing? If you, like, everything in life is about balance, angels. You cannot expect to, you know, date someone that's, you know, so much older than you and wonder why he's reprimanding you like a child, and there's a parent-child dynamic and your life is so incongruent to his. You also cannot do the same. You can't be the older person and date someone so much younger than you, and you're finding yourself, you know, reprimanding this person. And this is the thing about parent-child dynamics. You can't help it. Like, you genuinely cannot help it. Like, I was telling one of my friends, I was like, you don't try to, like, be his mom or do anything, but it's not something that you can control because of that immaturity and that age gap. It's going to feel like this is like you're his mom. And it's the same when you're dating a guy that's a lot older than you. And when he like says something or does something, you almost feel childlike, where you're just like, why do I feel like I'm literally being reprimanded right now by like a guardian or something like that? And it's maybe not that he's trying, or maybe he is, but regardless, if someone was closer to your age, more like a peer, you're not going to have those thoughts, and it's going to erase that dynamic from you completely. And that's important. Okay. Because nothing is sexy about a parent-child dynamic. It's just nothing is sexy about it. But we have to pay attention to our self-awareness and check in with ourselves, because we don't want to be stuck in bitterness, okay? Because this bleeds on to every other aspect of your life. And you can tell people that are bitter. Like, you can genuinely tell. It's so obvious. Like, it's just like how, or girls that are like, are extremely like, they say things like, oh yeah, this is why I don't do girls. Like, I don't get along with girls. And I'm just like, that is not something to brag about, honey. Not, you know, bragging about not getting along with girls or not having any like friends. Like, that is not something to brag about, because that, as the older you become as an adult, it shows you that it's really that person. You cannot maintain friendships because you probably don't know how to be a friend. You are not friends with women probably because you had some sort of issue with your mom growing up. Maybe you had a narcissistic parent, or maybe when you were in school, you were bullied a lot by women. You're coming from a place of bitterness, because people that are truly healed do not talk or discuss certain things. It's just like people that kind of have this fascination with, you know, celebrity gossip and stuff. And of course, like, you know, celebrities, it's so far from our reality. We feel like, oh my gosh, like, this is so juicy to find out. But I've always steered away from like tabloids and things like that, just because I don't know. I just can't relish in anyone's demise or their embarrassing stories and things like that. And I feel like people that are really invested in this sort of thing, to some degree, like, they enjoy knowing, oh yeah, see that person? I know all their secrets, and they're not who you think they are, girl. And it's like, why do you find joy in things like that? Like, you have to ask yourself, like, why do you genuinely find joy in things like that? It just doesn't make sense. And of course, to us, because it seems so far from our reality, to some of us, it's just pure entertainment. But there's a fine line between it being entertainment and you're just so engulfed in, like, anyone with, you know, a platform, a name for themselves. Like, you're just always wanting, what is it, the tea, the scoop, or whatever, the latest news on these people. And it's just like, why do you care? I can guarantee you that the people that care about things like this are not walking in their purpose. There's just like, there's no way that you can be. And people that have like an extreme interest in these types of things and relish in the downfall of other people in general, not just celebrities, in general, now all people, there's something to be said about that. Like, what is happening? There is something going on. It's deeper than this. Let's get down to the root of this. Okay? That's what we need to do, because there's no way that you can genuinely be so invested in other people, because it's like, it's almost like you want validation to know, oh, okay, good. I'm not the only one that like has experienced this or like feels this way about, oh, I'm not the only one that was cheated on. Oh, well, Beyonce was cheated on too. Like, you know, it's just like, why do you need that validation? I think people really need to work on, you know, getting rid of that bitterness and truly letting go and actually getting help when you can. I mean, I genuinely hope, and I think, you know, you guys being subscribed to me are a reflection of myself and things that I'm interested in. So I know you guys are very progressive people already, because we like the same things. And so I think it's important to, you know, I place so much emphasis on the therapy aspect, because what I find to be scary is when people need that guidance and that professional help and they genuinely don't think they do. And that will always baffle me, because it's like, what is your complex here with actually getting help? Like, what is the actual issue? And those are things that I will just genuinely never understand. But at the end of the day, I know if you're subscribed to me, I know if you're a quality queen, if you're on the A team, I know that's something that you will have interest in. And I know before you say, oh, I can't afford things like that. Well, one, the site that I use, which is BetterHelp, they have financial aid and they make it very, very affordable for you. That's one. Okay. Two, it's very important to prioritize your mental health. I know that so often we just overthink it. Oh, I'll do it later. Oh, it's not that important. But when you realize the impact that it has on your life, how it's going to affect your relationships and your relationship with yourself first, you will see why it was all worth it. It was all worth it. You have to remind yourself, when you heal the girl, the woman shows up. We want the woman to show up. We don't want to live in ignorance. We don't want to live in a victim mentality. We don't want to live in bitterness. We want to always come from a place of self-awareness and understanding, okay? Because the hate that we, you know, that a society just puts out, I will just never understand. Like I said in a live of mine when I was talking about the Derek Jackson thing, that I don't even know this guy. I've never heard of him until that day where you guys were explaining what was happening to me in the live. When I posted about what you guys wanted to talk about in the live, that was like the number one thing. And I said, I'm not going to relish in the moment of someone's downfall, because yeah, if he made those mistakes, that is absolutely horrendous. And there's no excuse for that. But I'm not going to be bashing him. It just doesn't make any sense. And you have to pay attention to people that do things like this. It says a lot more about them than the person that actually did the crime. A lot more. You know, because when you are coming from a place of peace, right, and happiness, you're not going to engage in conversations like this. It's kind of just like what Kourtney Kardashian always says. She's just living life. And that's how I think about myself as well. I'm living my life. I genuinely do not care in any capacity to talk negatively about other people or hang around negative people or get in relationships with negative people. Like, it's just not something that I'm going to partake in. It just doesn't make any sense. Why would I do it? You know? So you have to pay attention to people like that. Nobody wants to be around the friend that swears that, oh, everyone's wronged them. No one wants to be around the girl that is constantly complaining about her boyfriend, who's an absolute mess, but she keeps going back to them. Nobody wants to be around the girl that's super vindictive and vengeful. Like, nobody wants that. Because in life, like I said, you have to be your own rescue. You have to you have to heal yourself from the things that were not even your fault. Please understand this, because I think a lot of us feel like we have to assist God in people's demise because we feel so wronged by them. When people hurt other people, it has a lot more to do with that individual than it does, then it has a lot more to do with that individual than what they did to that person. I hope I worded that correctly, but you guys catch my drift. So it's very important, angels. It's very important that we have this understanding and that we learn to have this self-awareness so that we get rid of that bitterness. Otherwise, the cycle will continue and you will attract people that are either going to trigger this out of you, or you're going to find people that are matching where you are, which means they're not, you know, jaded. They're not coming from a place of, you know, making people pay for, you know, what's going on. And people, like, everyone's normal is different. If somebody is used to a very toxic dynamic, when they have something normal, they either push it away or they push it away in general because they think, oh, this is so boring. Like, what is this? Because they're just not used to something that is healthy. So what's normal to them isn't healthy. Or if someone is a true friend, they're suspicious and they find flaws. Like, because these are jaded people. Jaded people walk around, bitter people walk around finding flaws in everything, right? And they like tally it up in their head and then they just wait for the moment to like pounce and like track and keep notes of everything you did. Let me tell you something, angels. There is no man, no woman, both platonic and romantic, that is literally notating every single thing you've done that is really the right person for you. That is not the friendship for you. That is not the relationship for you. How is it that in an argument, it seems like you wrote it down in a diary where you have it to the date, these alleged things that have transgressed or your perception of what has transgressed, and you're trying to use that as context into this argument right now? That is not the man for you. That is not the friendship for you. Because anytime someone is studying you, it's coming from a negative place. It's coming from a place of jealousy. Not in any one of my, you know, friendships that I've had for years and years and years where I can barely remember certain conversations with my friends. And it's not because I'm a bad friend. If my friends barely remember the conversations they have with me too all the time. And I think that's normal. It's not normal to, you know, every 5 seconds be, you know, tallying up the things that your friends are doing or studying what your friends are doing. Or if you get into an argument with this guy you're in a relationship with, he's like, oh yeah, well, how about when you did this? And it's like, why are you keeping track? And you can tell, you know the difference. Anytime people collect data like that, that says a lot about them. They were searching for flaws. That's why they have it in a book, right? Or a mental file cabinet. That's what they were searching for, flaws the entire time, because those people that behave like that, they are extremely flawed themselves. And what they end up doing is they just choose what they deem as the weakest link to project all those things onto when it has absolutely nothing to do with you. You know, like, you ever been in an argument with someone and they say something so ludicrous where you're just like, where did that come from? But that's just because there's something wrong. It's deeply rooted, and that's them firing that hurt out. And it's not even supposed to be for you, but they think that it is because of you. And so they want to pour all that pain onto you. It's kind of just like when someone holds something in, what are they going to do? They're going to explode. And at the most emotionally inappropriate time too. You know what I mean? Like, that's what they do. And it's like, whoa, whoa, where did all this come from? If you had this problem, if you, you know, wanted me to unfollow like this, you know, friend, this old guy friend that I had, why couldn't you say something before, Sam? Like, what's the issue? you know, or if you, or even like in a platonic relationship, why couldn't you say this before? So you just explode literally out of nowhere. And then it's like, okay, like, that's your cross to bear. Like, you should be more vocal about what you're feeling when you're feeling it, not keep going along, keep going along, keep going along until you literally explode, because that's on you, sister. That's on you, brother. That's what that is. Okay. So I just hope that you guys take something from this, from today's episode, and understand that bitterness is not the quality queen way. Okay. Self-awareness is always the way to go. And just getting therapy, going for walks in nature. I even posted on my Instagram yesterday, it was a meditation that I did this morning. And, I did it this morning, and I also did it yesterday as well. And it just made me feel so good and refreshed and invigorated. It was only 10 minutes, and it was just something random that I found on YouTube, but I wanted to share it with you guys because I was like, this could like help someone and like, you know, lift their spirits. So whatever I can, in any way that I can, I always want to help you guys and help bring you guys to that place of having that stable, being emotionally stable and sound to the best of, you know, my ability, what's within my, you know, jurisdiction, because it has such a profound, you know, effect on all of your relationships with people. And in order for you to maintain anything in your life, you have to come from a sound place and a whole place, or you're never going to be able to be healthy enough to maintain any type of dynamic in your life, okay? So, angels, that is the end of this podcast episode. I will see you guys in the next one. Mwah.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date, and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.